Hello to you. Welcome to Coin Market Recap on Wednesday, the 29th of March. I'm Connor Sefton with Coin Market Cap's easy to understand look at the top crypto stories. Today, why Do Kwon's extradition might be some time off yet. The date when Ethereum stakers can make withdrawals has been revealed, and Kraken partners up with an F1 team as the crypto winter starts to thaw. Please do like, rate, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It helps us reach new listeners. And I'm on Twitter as well, at Connor Sefton.
Coin Market Recap.
We're going to talk about what's going on with Bitcoin in a moment, but our top story now, and it's the latest on Do Kwon. The US and South Korea have both requested his extradition from Montenegro. It's unclear which country would take priority, but in any case, his extradition could be some way off yet. You'll remember that Do Kwon was arrested as he tried to use falsified travel documents to fly to Dubai. It's alleged he had doctored Costa Rican and Belgian passports on his person. That's a criminal offence that can carry 5 years behind bars, and Kwon's now being investigated by authorities in Montenegro. And officials there have said an extradition will only happen after a trial, and if he's convicted, after the sentence is served. The Terra co-founder is wanted in connection with the $40 billion collapse of Luna and UST. Well, there's been all sorts of things for the crypto markets to worry about, with a flurry of enforcement action and civil complaints by the SEC and the CFTC in the US. But Bitcoin appears to be shrugging all of this off. The world's biggest cryptocurrency has bounced back in the past 24 hours, surging by 5% and hitting highs of $28,619. It's coming tantalizingly close to surpassing the highs of $28,803 seen last week. And doing so would take Bitcoin's price to a level not seen since June last year. It's shaping up to be an interesting couple of days, and it will be the end of the first quarter on March 31st. At the moment, Bitcoin surged by 71% since the year began, and barring any nasty surprises, this will be its best quarter in 2 years. Bitcoin's suffered losses in every single quarter of 2022 and hasn't performed this well since the first quarter of 2021, when prices doubled. Good news for Ethereum stakers who want to make withdrawals. It's been confirmed they can be reunited with their ETH from the 12th of April. This is possible thanks to two key upgrades, Shanghai and Capella, collectively known as Chapella. It's been over 2 years since the deposit contract launched. This meant people who were interested in being validators could send 32 ETH and eventually run their own node, but they've been unable to make withdrawals ever since. Once the merge was finalized last September, validators replaced miners and now receive rewards for adding blocks to the blockchain. The latest figures suggest 17.9 million ETH is currently stored in the deposit contract, and that's worth over $32.4 billion. The big question now is whether there's going to be a rush for the door. Experts have previously told us they think this is unlikely, and in fact, offering withdrawals will actually encourage new stakers to get involved. Finally today, and Kraken has signed a global partnership with an F1 team. The exchange's branding will appear on Williams Racing's cars for the rest of the 2023 season, kicking off with the Australian Grand Prix in Melbourne. This is significant because it suggests crypto firms are starting to return to sponsorship deals after a brutal bear market. At one point, 80% of F1 teams had at least one crypto sponsor, but a massive downturn and a slew of bankruptcies meant all of this started to change. Mercedes pulled the plug on its collaboration with FTX after the exchange was tipped into bankruptcy. Alfa Romeo is parting ways with Vold and Floki this year, and Red Bull's tie-up with Tezos ended in 2022. Many crypto firms were left in a perilous position after blowing hundreds of millions of dollars on star-studded adverts, sponsorship deals, and naming rights for huge arenas. Some had to embark on painful job cuts because they didn't have enough cash to survive during the crypto winter. It remains to be seen whether the industry will learn its lesson as Bitcoin starts to mount a recovery. That's it for today's Coin Market Recap. There's plenty more crypto news and features on our website over at coinmarketcap.com/Alexandria. I'm Connor Sefton. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.